this house. Why don't you come on in this house? Why don't you come on in this house?
This week and on upcoming dates. Sunday school every Sunday at 9 a.m. August 28th, 2026, the Women's Auxiliary Safe Harbor Dinner. August 30th, 2026, which is fifth Sunday, Men's Choir will be singing. September 5th, Women's Christian Growth Fellowship at 10:30 a.m. here at the church. September 6th, is Communion Sunday. September 7th through the 11th National Baptist Convention Incorporated Annual Session. September 12th, Men's Christian Growth Fellowship at 10:15 a.m. September 20th, Ushers and Nurses Ministry Annual Day will be observed. September 26th, Men's Fellowship Activity. Coming up, Jersey Sunday will be Sunday, October 11th. This is our Fall Outreach Sunday. Please begin to pray and reach out to those who are not saved, looking for a church home, or have not been to church in a while. Invite them to a relationship with Jesus Christ and to attend church that Sunday with you. Wood River District Association Women's Auxiliary, 16th Annual Women's Conference, Sister Joan Williams, founder. Saturday, October 24th, Union Baptist Church in Springfield, Illinois. Reverend T. Ray McJunkins is the pastor. Theme is You Are Only a Prayer Away. Women of God, our 16th Annual Sister Joan M. Williams Women's Conference will be held on Saturday, October 24th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Union Baptist Church, 1405 East Monroe Street in Springfield, Illinois. We are asking each church within our district to sponsor a minimum of 2 young ladies. Please send the registration form and conference fee to Ms. Rebecca Jones in Springfield, Illinois. Check should be made payable to Wood River Baptist District Association. In the memo, please write Women's Conference. Please start planning now to attend. We need you. We are expecting God to show us with His presence as we seek to have more of Jesus and less of ourselves in our daily lives. We do have the form to be completed. Conference registration fee is $20, ages 12 to 18, $30 August 1st to October 1st. That's for early registration. $40 October 2nd through October 24th. That is for regular registration. Questions, please contact the Wood River Baptist District Women's Auxiliary President, Sister Ann Hale, or Sister Erica West. Those are our announcements for the upcoming week and in the future. We turn this over to someone else.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to Union Missionary Baptist Church this morning for our morning service, where Dr. U.D. Williams is our pastor. To those on the inside, those of you that may be listening from the parking lot, we wish you a good morning and pray that something will be done or said that will inspire you this weekend. As we prepare to continue in our service, we're going to ask those that can stand to stand as we say our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. To remain standing for our reading. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Love God, love others. You may be seated. This time we will be led in songs from our choir.
Thank you.
a gift. Stir up your gift. It's tithe and offering time. It's giving time. Stir up your gift. The Bible says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prune me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall be not be room enough to receive it. It's offering time. It's giving time. While our finance committee is coming, we're going to ask the Lord's blessing on the giving and the givers. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings that thou hast bestowed upon us. We thank you for the gift. We thank you for the givers. Father, we pray that thou would touch each and every one of our hearts so that we may look to the hills from which cometh thy help. Father, touch our hearts so that we may come in and be glad to give. In Jesus' name, we pray for the blessing. Amen. I'm going to ask both sides if you would stand. And from the back, follow the directions of the ushers. Now, we know some of you give on Giblify, so...
Amen. We thank God for the opportunity to give and offer unto him. It is prayer time, church. We come to offer our devotion unto God, to focus in on who he is. My meditation song, prayer song for this morning is Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit. And washed in his blood. I like this. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. If you know, can you lift it up with me? Blessed Assurance. Once all Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste. What a foretaste. Glory divine. Oh, I'm an heir of salvation. Oh yes, I'm born of the Spirit. Oh, watch. This is my story.
This is my story.
Praising my Savior. Verse goes like this. Perfect submission. Vision. Perfect delight. Visions of rapture. Visions of rapture. Now burst on my sight. Angels descending.
Oh, angels descending.
Bring from above. Echoes of mercy. Whispers of love. Oh, this is my story. This is my story. To the altar at this time, you may stay seated where you are. Or those who would like to come,
perfect submission.
All is at rest. All is at rest. Those who would like to come, I am my Savior. My Savior, I'm happy, blessed, and blessed. Watching and waiting.
Watching and waiting.
I'm looking above. Oh, I'm filled with His goodness. Oh, lost in His love. Can you lift that up with me? This is my story.
This is my story.
Praise Him. All those on the prayer list, we have George Ortiz having back surgery from Indiana. There may be others. We may not know the name, but God knows your name, who you are, your circumstance, and your situation. And we lift you up because we serve an all-knowing God. My brother, my sister, will you please come with me in prayer to our God? Good morning, Lord. Thank you for this breath that you have provided for each and every one of us. Lord, we say thank you for the opportunity to see another day. Lord, even though our actions, our words, the things that we do and don't do, don't always show you that we say thank you. But Lord, thank you for looking beyond our thoughts and seeing that we know that you are our God. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for compassion. Thank you for understanding. We stand and sit here this morning to just lift up your holy and righteous name. Lord, we thank you that you have kept us from the storm. We lift up Gary, Indiana, and other places that are affected by the storms that have blown through. Lord, just because we are standing here with water and heat, we're not arrogant. We say thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. But that same grace, we ask you to go over there, Indiana, and touch, and parts of Chicago and other areas that are suffering right now. Because God, you are a healer. You are a provider. You are a sustainer. We've come to understand that you are power. You are water. You are bread. You are shelter. So Lord, those who specially need you right now, go there right now and give them exactly what they need. Lord, even if the power don't come on right quickly, Lord, be their power, be their protection, provide them with the medicine, all the things that they need in this hour. Come by here, Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Somebody come in this morning needing a deliverance. Lord, we know you're able. Do it according to your will. Somebody come in here wanting a healing. Lord, we know you're able to heal. Come in here and do it according to your will. Lord, someone needs something mended that has been broken. Lord, just need you in their heart and need you in their life in various places. Lord, do your thing. Have your way according to your will and your way. Come here, sweet Holy Spirit. Be in our singing. Be in our praying. For Lord, we know that We want and must be directed by your spirit, because we must worship you in spirit and in truth. So come here, sweet Holy Spirit. Mature us. Guide us. And those requests that are going up to you right now, pass us not, O gentle Savior. Hear our humble cry. We know others on thou are calling, but do not pass us by. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray, amen, amen. You may be seated in the presence of our God. Amen. I'm giving you a hand clap. Thank you. Amen. Thank you for all that you are and who you are. I want to say thank you to the Union family. Last week, we had a revival here at Union, and we thank God for each and every one of you who are able to come out. Amen. Amen. I am the first to admit that when fussing is in order, I don't mind fussing. But when we give honor and praise and give people their due, it's time to do that as also. Amen. Amen. So I want to say thank you to our music director, Sister Denise Jones. She did an excellent job. We needed her. We know that she and others who are part of the choir and praise team have families and obligations. Our musicians came out every night, and I want to say thank them, amen, for coming out and participating here, amen, to all that who did that and lifted that up. And also, I made a request during that week, we need at least two. We need at least two, those who would like to help out in the discipleship, the planning, and things of that nature. It was requested to say the pastors need to get together and do something. We've gotten together, us pastors here in Bloomington Normal Baptist Pastors, and we've done something. We want to involve you now. This has been the third going to the fourth year, and we request that each church have at least two volunteers. So see me, amen. See me if you would like to volunteer in that effort. Amen. 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 Didn't get a lot of amens, but that's all right. Amen. Amen. Those who would like to volunteer in that. It may not seem like it. You can feel a little bit. Fall is coming. Amen. Fall is on its way, and fall comes in September. We have our outreach, our fall outreach. We call it Jersey Sunday. That's coming in October. Amen. Amen. Where we reach out. So someone who has not been to church in a while. Amen. Someone who's not been to church in a while, someone who does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and someone who's looking for a church home, we ask that this is the designated time that we reach out to them, and that Sunday we ask them if they will come with us. Amen. Amen. And hear a word from the Lord. So keep in mind that's coming up. You will be hearing more information about that. Amen. Amen. And with that in mind, we're having our Christian growth groups first and second Saturday. First Saturday, our group will be for females, for the women. Amen. Just because the men started earlier on the second Saturday. First Saturday is be at 10:30 a.m. Come on out. We're really going to be talking about evangelism and how to do that. That's what those groups, those discipleship groups are about. We'll be talking about that on that first and second Saturday. First Saturday, 10:30. The second Saturday for our Christian growth for our men is at 10:15. Amen? Amen. Please come on out. Are you ready for a word from the Lord? Amen. Amen. We come to share with you on today. If you have your Bible, Psalm 150, after, I don't know if you've noticed, some noticed that, but after a revival, it's just good to have a simple praise sermon. Amen. After we have been encouraged to walk with the Lord, it's good to just praise and thank the Lord for all that he's done. So I just want to talk about praise today. Psalm 150. Psalm 150. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there is no other. Jesus is. Jesus is the way. O For Jesus. Psalm 150. If you could sing that one more time. Oh,
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way.
Those who are able, if you please stand. Psalm 150, reading from King James Version. If y'all sounds a little bit different, that may be the reason why. One reason I read from the King James Version, because most of us, those are the versions that we learned and memorized scripture from. Amen. Amen. Psalm 150. Psalm 150, King James Version, says it this way. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Today I just want to tag it simply, praise ye the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Praise ye the Lord. This, my brothers and sisters, is a psalm where we come today looking at the final psalm of the books of Psalms. And this final psalm, this final word is a great, great finale, conclusion to the song book of Israel. And it is fitting that the Bible in Psalm ends this section not with a whisper, but with a shout. Not with a whimper, but a loud cry. Not with despair, but with a praise. Not with a funeral song, but with a holy hallelujah. Psalm 150 is the summation of a mountaintop experience. It is the grand praise doxology of the people who have walked through the valley, faced enemies, endured tears, been sick, been up and been down, and now stand in the sanctuary of God to declare, praise ye the Lord. Can I talk to you this morning? Are you like Israel, that you've had some ups and you've had some downs? As you look through the songs that you've been allowed to sing and the experience that you have, just look over your life at sicknesses that you have been allowed to walk through, pain that you've been able to overcome, situations with relationships and employment, family life. Life has just threw you some things that you're still trying to work it out. Well, this psalm helps you with what your response should be as you look at your life and everything that's going on. You ought to just lift up your hands and praise ye the Lord. Yeah. I'm not going to talk about you. I'll talk about me. Sometimes I have pity parties. Sometimes I get caught up in my emotions. I get caught up in my feelings. I look and see what I don't have instead of what I
I do have. Anybody in here like that? I start complaining because this ain't going that way and I don't have what I have. And the Holy Spirit says, stop you, D. Look at how I have blessed you. Take a breath in and take a breath out. You complaining about the stuff that you don't have and where you haven't been and where you've been and all the stuff. But look at what I've done for you. I've allowed you to do this and I've allowed you to do that. I've allowed you to go here. All you have to do is lift up your hands, UD, and say, thank you, Lord. Well, maybe I'm not the only one in here. Is there anybody in here that has a pity party every now and then? Want to criticize what you don't have and look at what folk this and that and start complaining and get caught up in your humanity? Well, I want to put the stop button on that and ask you to just please look at your God and what he's done in your life and praise ye the Lord. Oh, yeah. I'm going to talk about that. Is because one thing that we must understand about praise is that praise does not depend on what's going on the outside. Yeah. Let me work on this text a little bit. When it says, praise ye the Lord, a lot of these things that you see in this psalm are outward expressions. And we need to realize that our outward expression does not depend on what's going on the outside. Let me work on this a little bit. It does not depend on if the children are acting right. It does not depend on if the spouse is acting right. It doesn't depend on if I'm getting as much money as I want. It does not depend on if my health is where I want it to be. It does not matter where my mind is. My praise does not depend on if everybody likes me. My praise is not what's going on the outside, but my praise depends on what's going on the inside. Yeah. Has God given you joy, unspeakable joy? Have God given you peace? Has God given you happiness? Has he made a way? That's on the inside. So it doesn't matter what's going on the outside. So when I lift up holy hands, it's not because I want people to look at me and see that I have wonderful hands. It's because God's been good to me. This helps my mood. This helps my approach in life. This helps my expression because I need to realize that my relationship with God is not based upon circumstances on the outside, but it's based upon what's going on in the inside. What God has done to my heart and my mind. I can't speak for you, but I know how the Lord has changed my heart. I know how the Lord has changed my eyes. And I hear there's some stuff I used to listen to, but because of the Holy Spirit, I can't listen to that no more. That there's some things I used to look at. I can't look at it no more. Spirit said, you better turn your head. Come on, somebody. My heart has changed. And if you look at your life, the Holy Spirit has changed your life. And simply because there's a change in your life, you ought to say, thank you, Lord. The setting that we're sitting here is that after the Jewish people returned from exile in Babylon, this is associated with the second rebuild of the second temple. Rebuild of the temple. And what's going on here, it serves as a doxology or a praise or a closing for the entire book of Psalm. Mm-hmm. So when you read the book of Psalm, realize how it's going to end. If you read Psalm 1, Psalm 23, Psalm 54, Psalm 97, whatever Psalm it's going to end, the hymn book is going to end with praise. Ooh, that's something to say right there. That no matter where your song is, you may be in despair, you may be in sorrow, you may be feeling left out, but how is it going to end? It's going to end in praise. Yeah. Every living creature, verse 6, is called and must praise God. Do you see that? Verse 6 says, let everything that have breath praise. Does your Bible say that? It say, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. If you be honest with yourself, you everything. There's a whole lot of stuff that makes you up. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Look at your story. Look at your narrative. Look at your life and know it's going to end in praise. But why? Can I ask you a question? Why do you have to wait to the ending? Can't you praise now? Praise belongs to God because of his sanctuary and his mighty acts. We don't have to wait till it turn out the way we want to. We can praise God because we know that God is turning it out the way it needs to be turned out. Anything goes. Music, dance, shouting, whatever you can do to make some noise for the Lord, you go ahead and do it. Why? Because of his mighty acts. And I want to say to you that praise is not a side issue in life of the believer. The believer must know that this is a main part of your worship. Praise is not spiritual decoration. It's not an ornament that you put on when you come to church. And the song is being sung by the choir that you like. It's not something that you pin on your shirt. Praise is not something we do when all the bills are paid. When the children are perfect. When the sun's shining outside. When the doctor gives you the report that you want to receive. When life has arranged itself in such a way where you can say, I agree with that. That's not when praise needs to be. No, praise is the witness of what you know about your God. That your God is worthy of all the praise, of all the praise, regardless of what's going on. Help me, somebody. Maybe I need to ask you, is your God, look at your life and stuff, is your God still worthy of all your praise? Yes, sir. Is he still worthy to shout out his name? Is he still worthy in spite of it all? There are some folk who think praise is a weak thing. But praise is a gratitude thing. Because it shows the strength of your God. And admits through humility your weaknesses. Can somebody think about what I'm about to say? You've heard it, but it recognizes our weakness and God's strength. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? That's a praise. You're saying, I am weak, but thou art strong. Thou art mighty. Where I couldn't do it, God, you did it. Where I could do it, you made it better. When I couldn't do it, you kept me in the midnight hour. That's what praise is all about. Praise is what the people of God do when they remember what God has done. Psalm 150 gives us a threefold summons that teaches us some key things. First thing is just praise the Lord. Second thing is, why should you praise the Lord? And the third thing is how to praise the Lord. And if we were to really look over our lives, we'll understand that there is no moment in our lives that God does not deserve the praise. First thing is praise God in the places of his presence. Praise God in the places of his presence. There's a key passage in scripture in Exodus where Moses encounters personally God. And some of you know the experience that it's known by the burning bush. The key of this episode, and we get to be observers of it, the key of this is that when God encounters Moses, he gives him some instructions that may be strange, but very powerful, an instruction. He tells Moses to take off his shoes, for the ground he is on is holy ground. Well, we're not getting anything specific about where he is and that it's a holy place. But the key is, the place that he is standing, Moses is standing, is simply holy because God's presence is there. And wherever God's presence is, you are in the holy place. Help me, somebody. So when we look at this psalm, if you have God's presence in your life, it's time to be holy and give reverence to a holy God simply because of his presence. Look at how the psalm begins. Psalm 150 says, praise ye the Lord. praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power. Here, this psalm writer calls us to praise God in two great spaces. The first is in the sanctuary and in the firmament. In other words, praise belongs both in gathered worship of people, but not just there, but in the vast expanse of the creation itself. Not just in the sanctuary should we praise God, but out in the expansion and in the area which God has created, and that's everywhere. God has created this world. Wherever he is, we are, and his presence is everywhere in this world. So in every place, you ought to praise the Lord. Can I invite you to do something if you don't already do it? It don't matter what people say. They call you a Jesus freak, a holy roller, whatever now and then. But when you think about Jesus and all he's done for you, you ought to just cry out. Yeah, I know you got a position at work. I know you got a title and all that stuff. But every now and then, you ought to just shout out and say thank you. When you're walking down that hallway, hey, Tom, hey, Susie, how you doing? You just ought to shout out and say thank you. Because when you think about what God has done in your life and what God is doing now and what he's going to do, maybe every now and then you ought to be crazy like a pastor. Put that car in park. Jump on out and cut a step and say thank you. And get back in your car. Yeah, they're going to call you crazy. But you know what God has done for you. I'm trying to get somewhere. Is when I come into the sanctuary, I'm not worried about if you say that I'm worshiping professionally. I'm not worried about if you're saying that I'm doing it the right way. And you shouldn't worry about if somebody is saying you are professional with your praise. And you're doing it the right way. Because they don't know your story. They don't know all the things that you've been through. They don't know all the stuff that God has brought you out of. And the stuff that he brought you out, he wasn't professional with it. Because sometimes he just had to snatch you. Sometimes he just had to slam some doors. Sometimes he just had to pick you up and throw you out of some stuff. He wasn't professional. So when it comes to your praise and your thanksgiving, don't worry about how you look. Just say thank you. Get ugly with your praise. In the sanctuary, it speaks of a gathered people, and there is something holy about coming together as one body lifting our voice. We are not isolated believers trying to make it on our own. We are a redeemed community. We need the voices of the saints crying out, thank you, Lord, for all you are and what you've done. We need testimony of grandmothers. We need testimony of grandfathers. We need testimony of uncles. We need testimony of aunts. But you know, the most important is not mother's testimony, a father's testimony. You want to know the most important testimony? Is the testimony that God has given you. Because yes, I heard granddaddy's testimony. And I heard daddy's testimony. And I've heard others' testimony. But ain't no testimony like the one I got. Ain't no testimony like the one God has given me. And you ought to know, ain't no testimony like the Lord has done for you. You know, a testimony, sometimes we just say it's a praise, but it's actually a testimony. You know what the best testimony is? He woke me up this morning. The way you done act, the stuff you done, all the folk you done hurt, you got to look over your shoulder and see if somebody come after you, and you can wake up in the morning with a praise and say, thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. That's a testimony. He woke me up this morning. God is in this place. I remember going and helping a church, and they had a roof leak. And the pews were old, and the choir was small, the finances were strained, and yet every Sunday, old sister would arrive early. She placed the Bible on the front pew And she told me about it, and she began to hum, she said. She didn't want them to, she said she didn't want the devil to know what she was saying. So she placed the Bible in front pew and she mumbled and hummed. One morning, she said, Pastor asked her, Sister, how can you keep singing when the church has so many problems? She said, Pastor, I'm not singing because the church is perfect. I'm singing because God is faithful. Brothers and sisters, we can't sing because everything is perfect. We ought to simply have a song because God is faithful. Can you look back over your life and some things that God has done? Maybe you have a few leaks in your roof. Maybe you've had some broken dreams and some stuff. But as you look over it, God was faithful. You may not have had steak and potatoes, but you had a hot dog. Help me, somebody. You may not have the best car, but your car got you from A. I didn't say B, it got you from A. God been good to you. Don't praise him because everything is the way you want it to be. Praise him because he's been faithful. And the psalm does not stop in the sanctuary. It says in the firmament of his power, doesn't it? And what that means is praise is not limited to the church building. The whole heavens declare the glory of God. The sun rises simply because God told it to. The stars praise him when they shine. Every time you see a star, that's worth a praise because they are shining because God told that star to shine. When the thunder pops and the rain rolls, simply because God told that cloud to have water and let it rain, it rain. You ought to praise God simply because God is God. The seas praise him when they roar. How do they praise him? By doing what he told them to do and created them to do. The mountains praise him simply by being where he told them to be. The bird that lifts its voice very early in the morning praises him. And when I think about God, I think about the bird. Somebody may complain because the chirp of the bird woke you up. You wasn't ready to get up. But when you think about it, you ought to praise God. There's at least two praises there. Is that, first of all, you know your God made the bird. That's a praise right there. And you know your God made that bird to chirp. That's another praise right there. God made the bird, and the bird chirped the way God made it chirp. But if you don't praise for anything else, you ought to praise the Lord that you was able to hear the chirp and get on up. Sometimes we complain because God's system is doing what it's been designed and what God told it to do. You ought to say, thank you, Lord, that it's 100 degrees outside and I know it's 100 degrees outside. Thank you that it's below zero, Lord, and I can feel that it's cold, that I got to go in and get a coat. And I can go inside and get a coat. Praise God. It says praise God in his presence. Praise God where he is. And where is he? He's everywhere, church. Second thing that it says is praise God for his mighty acts and excellent greatness. If you look at it, it says in verse 2, praise him for his what? Mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. It says that simply because the psalm continues with what I should do because of who God is. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Now we move from the place that we should praise God to the reason why we praise God. From the place to the reason. From the place to the reason. You just shouldn't be going through exercises because that's all it is if you don't know the reason why you moving or shouting or saying thank you. You ought to know the reason. And here it says the reason is if you look at it, why should we praise God? We should praise him for a simple reason. For what he has done. Let me say that again. You ought to praise God for what he has done. And then after you praise him for what he has done, you ought to praise him for who he is. Praise God for what he has done. And then, while you're doing that, praise God for who he is. Praise him for his mighty acts. God is not something that is empty. God is not some idea or thought. He has a concept that if you just know who he is, that causes an action in his life. God is a living, acting, and saving God. God made us. He made a way through the Red Sea. Remember, he separated the Red Sea and allowed them to walk on dry ground. Remember, he fed Israel in the wilderness. Remember, he brought down the walls of Jericho. He raised up prophets when kings went astray. He kept a remnant when the nation was unfaithful. Come on, Elijah. And in the fullness of time, God sent his son by the name of Jesus to heal the sick, raise the dead, welcome the outcast, feed the hungry. He stretched out his arms for you and for me, that if we just believe on who he is, we'll be able to have a right relationship with God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, brothers and sisters, the mighty acts of God reach the highest revelation at the cross and the empty tomb. Mm-hmm. For there, remember, at the cross, God showed his love stronger than any other person.
Yes.
Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Yes.
That whosoever believeth in him should not what? Perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes.
If you want to know why you have a praise, look at what God has done. That's why you praise him, simply because what God has done for you. The next thing is praise him for simply who he is. It says his excellent greatness. Praise must not only be a response to what God has done for you, but praise must also respond to who God is. When I think about Jesus and what he's done for me, you heard it, my soul cries out, hallelujah. God's greatness is not ordinary greatness. It is excellent greatness. God's greatness is not mediocre greatness. It is excellent greatness. It's not regular. It's not mild. It's not medium. It's not hot. It's excellent greatness. That means there is no measurement to stick above him. He has the best greatness. There is no standard outside of God. Praise him simply because he is a good God and he's done big things. The last thing, and I'll leave you alone today, is praise God with your whole orchestra of life. The whole orchestra, I use this musical term because instruments are used in this song to tell us that they are to be used and are allowed to be used, and forms of movement are allowed to be used in prayer. It says in verse 3, praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbre and dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organs. The cymbals. The high sounding cymbals. It simply says an orchestra of praise. The psalmist lets us know that there is an orchestra of praise available if we just use it. It can really mean the trumpet. It can really mean the psaltery and harp. It can mean the timbrel and dance. It means those things literally. But also, just look at all the ways that you can praise God. Total praise, exuberant praise, unashamed praise, using what you have. Because every instrument that is named there is a noise maker. The psalmist is saying that praise ought to involve a full range of who we are. And what we do is not just our voice, but use things to make some noise. So everybody knows who your Lord is. Brothers and sisters, you can get beside yourself. I also did it. Stuck up. Whatever you want to be. But God deserves some noise. The Bible said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. And when verse 6 is said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Ain't that what it said? Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Well, what is happening when you praise the Lord? There's some noise. There's instruments that make noise. You may say, Reverend, I don't have a trumpet. Reverend, I don't have any string. I don't have a harp. I can't dance like I used to dance. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't have any idea on how to play an organ. I don't know how to use an instrument. But can I invite you to use what you have? If you have a left hand and a right hand, you ought to put them together and make some noise. If you have a left foot and a right foot, and there's a floor under your foot, your left foot and your right foot, you ought to stomp your feet and make some noise. If God has allowed you to have a voice, don't use your voice for mess. Don't use your voice for gossip. Don't use your voice to tear anybody or anything down. Use your voice to lift up the name of Jesus. Use your voice to say thank you, Lord, simply because you've been told that let everything that have breath praise the Lord. I'm leaving you alone, but the reason why I say that, use whatever you have, because there's power in your praise. Not because music can move some stuff. Not because noise can move some stuff. But because praise opens us up to the reality of God. Brothers and sisters, I can't talk about you, but I've been down and out sometimes in my life. I've had some low moments where it felt like I couldn't see any light. But a moment of the Holy Spirit came and said, why don't you just praise your God? And I couldn't help myself. I started thinking about the goodness of God. How he did things for many people in the Bible. And I started reading about Abram. I started reading about Moses. I started reading about David. I started reading about the woman with the issue of blood. I started reading about over 5,000 fed. Then I came to myself and stopped having my pity party and said, what he's done for them, he's also done it for me. So can I help somebody? What you know about God is not something that he's just doing for somebody else and he's done in a book that you read about. But know that he's doing the same thing for you. There's power in your praise. Praise your way out and praise your way through. Why? Because the Bible says that everything that have breath, praise ye the Lord. So there is a requirement. There is a requirement for praise. It says simply, don't you miss this. It says in verse 6, let everything that have what? So there is a requirement for praise. And the requirement is, if you have breath in your body, you are required to praise the Lord. Let everything that have breath, praise ye the Lord. Don't think about your problems. Think about your God. Don't think about your sickness. Think about your God. Don't think about your shortcomings.
think about your God, because you have a mandate, you have an order. Let everything that have breath pray. Praise the Lord. So let the church in the sanctuary praise God. Let the church outside of the sanctuary praise God. I'm through with the sermon, but now it's time for me to meddle and get in your business. Look at your personal file cabinet. Look through all your calendars. Look through all your Google files and see all the stuff that God has brought you out of. Look at your, it should have been this and it should have been that, but you are able to still sit here and say, God, you've been more than a friend. You've been a savior. You've been a doctor. You've been a lawyer. You've been a confidant. And praise God for who he is and what he's done. Well, I can't leave you without saying Jesus went to Calvary's cross and they hung him high and they stretched him wide. They pierced him till he bled and water came out. He died, church. He died for you and for me. But they placed his body in the tomb. And what happened on Sunday? What happened on Sunday? Early Sunday morning. He got up with all power. With all power of heaven and earth in his hand. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Just say it with me and see what happens. Say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If anybody has a hand, why don't you just wave and say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now can you add a little gravy to it? Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's been just that good that everything that have breath, praise ye the Lord. Will you please stand? Those who are able to stand, we want to invite you to Jesus Christ. My brother and my sister, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, the key is if you believe Jesus is the Savior of the world, that you cannot have right relationship with God. You confess that you are broken, that you are blemished, that you have something that is called the name sin in your life, and you know that you cannot be right with God until that is dealt with, your brokenness. So you invite Jesus and know that he's the only way to mend that and help you with that. And you accept that and you believe that. If that is your story, you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Confess him. You are able to come on down, my brother and my sister. Or raise your hand. If there's someone without a church home, we invite you to come and connect with this body of believers. The Spirit of God is leading you to do so. Is there one, my brother? Is there one, my sister? You may come. You may raise your hand at this time. Is there one? Is there one, my brother? Is there one, my sister? You may come.
Praise is what I do.
My brothers and my sisters, you may come.
Is there one,
my brother? Is there one, my sister?
It's what I do.
Brothers and sisters, regardless of what's going on, don't praise God because of what's going on outside. Praise him for what he's done on the inside. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we say thank you for who you are and what you've done. Lord, thank you for looking beyond our hearts and creating a new creature. Now may the grace of God, sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest with by with each and every one of us. Let us all say together, amen, amen, amen. Go with God, go with us.